There have been a handful of elections around Kansas since the new voter ID law went into effect on January 1st. In the southwest Kansas town of Cimarron, there was one reported problem, but Olathe Republican Representative Scott Schwab, who supports the law, says it was small.
There was a person who wanted to vote but refused to show an ID. Had the ID, just refused to show it out of protest.
That person, like any person who comes to vote without proper documentation, filed a provisional ballot, says Schwab, and had until the following Monday to bring ID and make the vote count. The first election that required Johnson Countyans to show ID took place on Valentine's Day in Roland Park. Johnson County Election Commissioner Brian Newby says turnout for the special election was 11%. Not bad, he believes, for a wintertime special election. Newby said Johnson County poll workers and voters were prepared for the change.
I don't think from an ID standpoint it could have gone any better. We didn't have a single issue in terms of people not knowing about ID, not bringing it in. It went very well.
But critics claim the voter ID law in Kansas is a solution in search of a problem. There are few documented cases of voter fraud in the state and even fewer prosecutions. And in general, critics say the ID requirements can discourage elderly, minority, disabled, or rural voters. An October 2011 study from the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University looked at voter ID laws in 19 states and two executive actions passed in 14 states. The report found the laws could make it considerably more difficult for as many as 5 million voters in 2012 elections.
Our bigger challenge is not so much the photo ID issue, but the citizenship requirement.
That's Brandy Fisher of the political advocacy group Mainstream Coalition. Fisher says the Kansas law was passed with a provision that will require voters who've never registered in Kansas before to prove citizenship starting in January of next year. Some officials are pushing to have proof of citizenship start in June. Fisher worries this won't allow time for people to learn about the law or acquire the necessary documents, for example, non-drivers, or the elderly who may have to send for birth certificates or marriage licenses from out of state.
And I think for most of us, again, we don't think twice about it. But for those that don't have one, it is more challenging. And anyone that's had to go get some sort of documentation knows that sometimes the bureaucracy can be quite tedious.
A group of Kansas voter rights organizations is considering a legal challenge to the new law. A spokesman for the Kansas Voter Coalition said potential costs associated with acquiring the necessary documentation amount to a poll tax, according to the Associated Press. Representative Scott Schwab says baloney.
This is about as quality of an argument as saying, I had to put gas in my car to get to the poll, so that's a poll tax. No, it's not a poll tax.
Schwab says there are 13 acceptable documents to prove citizenship and that the state will waive fees if necessary. But Janice McMillan of the Kansas League of Women Voters says when we're trying to improve on historically low voter turnout, it doesn't make sense to create obstacles to voting.
Certainly, before a presidential election, what one would really hope would happen is that everything possible would be done to facilitate as many eligible voters getting to the polls as possible.
Information about the voter ID law and a list of acceptable ID for registration can be found at www.votekansas.org. or by going to the homepage of the Kansas Secretary of State. Johnson County will hold general elections on April 3rd. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.